Well, praise the Lord, my sisters and brother. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you to tell you that we love you, first of all. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. Thank you for this day, a day we never saw before, would have never seen had it not been for you. So, Lord, we just want you to know that we don't take you for granted, Lord. We appreciate you, and, Lord, we need you most of all in a time like this. Lord, we're happy, we're saved, we're grateful. We want you to continue to have your way in our lives. Now, Lord, we thank you that we're able to come together on this call. Now, we bind the devil on every hand that come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And we command him in Jesus' name to get up under our feet. And, Lord, let the call go forth. Let our ears hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for Pastor V. Thank you so much for Dr. PK. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you, Father God, for my sisters and my brothers under the sound of my voice. I ask that you would bless each and every one of us this day in the name of Jesus. And we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Have thine own way. Amen. Host, are you there? Host?
Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I can, Minister Robin. You can take it over. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, dear sister. Thank you so much for greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And I so love that tag. Triumph on Thursday. Glory to God. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. My name is Minister Robin. Please excuse my voice. I am victorious as I fight this good fight. I welcome you also to the Master's Call. This is an awesome call, and we're so glad that you had an opportunity to be part of our call. The call was founded by two wonderful women of God that we love dearly. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is super fantastic, and she is just filled with dimples. And also our sweet Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, who just loves us, encourages us, and pushes us out of the nest. So because of their faithfulness to God, we have this call. The call started in October this month, and praise God, we are going, we will continue to celebrate. Year six is approaching. We stand on a scripture located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is that we are truly enriched, we are enhanced. We are empowered believers as we begin our day. And if you would like to find out more about us, feel free to go to our website address. And that address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And every message has been archived on our site. The bios are there of our speaker. Our theme is there, and our theme is for 2016, Through Me, God's Glory is Being Seen. And also, if you feel led of the Lord to be part of our ministry as a greeter, as a host, or you would like to bring the word forward from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests, because you know this call was founded on prayer, and you have praise requests. We want to rejoice with you. You can submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And either our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our precious prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, they'll get back in contact with you. Well, there is a phenomenal company that many of us are part of, and it is Artist International, now known as Artist Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And we are grateful that we have an opportunity to come together, to encourage others, to teach them and share with them about our products that are helping and making people healthier. And if you would like to find out more about our company, you can go back to the person that has invited you to the call, or you can join us on the new morning motivational call. And that call is immediately following this call, and it is Monday through Friday. Today is Thursday. We're going to hear about testimonies on Testimony Thursday. And we have a great team of leaders. They give us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number for you is 641-715-3865. The PIN code is 712-770-4005. PIN code 294-617-POUND. My apologies for that, but I'll come back again and give you that information. Well, we know that all roads are leading to the 2016 Artist Life Regional Conference. It is going to be held in Miami, Florida. The dates are October 21st through the 23rd. You still have time to get your room. You still have time to be part of it. It's going to be held at the Miami Airport, in the Marriott Airport in Miami. And also, you know we have to have church service. Please contact our Dr. V if you would like to assist us during the worship, or even if you just want to serve as part of the ministry and be a blessing. Be a blessing to others as you are a blessing. Well, I'm not going to take up any more time right now. I'll come back and I'll repeat those announcements. But I want to tell you about our prayer general. As I mentioned earlier, her name is Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda Terrell, she was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Bear with me, family. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic, and God took her under his wings, as he always does, and at the age of 12, she started learning about the Lord. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father had passed away when she was only 16, but this victorious woman of God, she graduated with honors. She received her associate degree. She married the love of her life, Freddie Terrell. She moved to Texas. She became a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, and that was under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. She is a spirit-filled woman of God. She received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She's an intercessor. She is a proud, proud mama of five beautiful children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terity, and Trent. She is also a proud, proud grandma of three wonderful young men of God, Job, Brent, and Brendan. And throughout all the years, God has blessed her. He is continuing to bless her. She is moving miraculously in many areas in her life, healing. She herself was healed twice by being attacked from a stroke. God is victorious. She is whole and healthy in the name of Jesus. Her faithful words, too, that she loves to repeat is, God is faithful. He's been faithful to her. She is faithful to him. Now she resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She's a member of the Victory International Christian Center, and there her pastor is Pastor C.G. McCarter. He's the senior pastor. She is an artist entrepreneur. She loves the product. She loves to help people. And the utmost, she's looking forward to all the great things God is going to do with her and her husband, Mr. Freddie Terrell, of more than 36 years. I so love this woman of God. She's a blessing to us. She's our prayer general. Are you there, victorious woman of God?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can. It's all yours. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Robin. I tell you, it's such a joy to be a part of such a blessed ministry with such wonderful people. And I give God glory for you. Thank you so much for that cordial introduction. I love and appreciate you. Thank you, Minister Wanda. I tell you that tag, we triumph in Christ. Love it, love it, love it, because, yes, we do triumph in Christ. Thank you so much for opening us up with that powerful prayer. And thank you, I say thank you, thank you, thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I tell you, a woman of God who stands firm on his word, I tell you, who goes forth and allows the Lord to use her no matter what. Thank you for being such a great example of allowing the Lord use you. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you, woman of God, for being such a blessing, not only to me personally, but to all of us and to the masses. You are such a blessing, and I give God glory for allowing me to be a part of such wonderful people, because truly you all are. Thank you so much, and giving me this opportunity to share. Good morning, TMC family. I love and appreciate you, and I'm not going to prolong the time. I thank God for each one of you. I just want to say thank you, Father, for the opportunity, and I ask you, Father, that it's no longer Brenda, but it's you, Father, that dwells in me. Go forth, Lord God, and let us all hear what the Spirit has to say to each and every one of us, and I give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again, and today I feel led to talk about that it's working for my good and to his glory. Yes, let's just say that individually. We can say that through every given situation. It's working for my good and to his glory. Yes, yes, I love it. I love it. God is so awesome. You know, we all know the scripture from Romans 8, verse 28, where it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, his purpose, his purpose. That's one of the key things there. It's for his purpose. But actually, what I want to look at is looking in through the various everyday life occurrences that's taking place, and I know many are questioning and saying, how is this what I'm going through working for my good? You know, so that brings us to the heart of the matter. The real issue in this verse is around what the word good means, okay? It's working for your good. It's working for my good. And I'm sure we can narrow it down to it's for God's will. It's for his will. It's to his will, his glory, his honor. He sees all. He knows all, so he knows what's best for all. And I had to come to grips that the point of this scripture has nothing to do with whether my life and my circumstances unfold to my liking. Okay, and I think we can all relate to that. It's not always to our liking. It may not be to the way I think this is the way I should go, and this is the pathway I should take, and it's not always like that. So giving me the life that I've always wanted and how I want it is not at the top of God's list. It's not the top of his to-do list. Okay, what's at the top of his list is that he gets glory through each and every one of us. You see, I always have to go back because it's a testimony. My life is a testimony, and I give God glory for it now. Didn't understand it all, but I see what God was doing for Brenda, okay? And I think each and every one of you can say, you know what? I didn't understand it then, but I see what God was doing for me. And so, you see, I was a spoiled brat, and my dad spoiled me. Yes, he did. And when he passed, when I was a teenager, I didn't understand that. I couldn't believe God could do something like that to me. See, it was about me then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was going to happen to me, to us? You know, my mom, my brother, my sister, what's going to happen to us? This is what I was thinking at the time. I was you know, through the frustration, the agitation, and yes, the anger. The anger overtook me. But God's grace was there for me in his time. Now, after accepting him and having a relationship with him, where I can cry, Abba, Father. Yes, it was revealed to me that had my dad lived, my life could have been very disturbing. Remember, I told you I was a spoiled brat. And we know sometimes how spoiled brats can get as they grow older. The word tells us to train up a child in the way they should go. And when they become old, if they depart, they're going to come back because God wants us to train us in the wisdom and knowledge of him. And I know my dad was doing what he thought was best. He loved me, and I so appreciate that. And his love meant so much to me. And so when he passed on, my Abba Father was there to console me. He was there to put his arms around me and to let me know that you are still somebody, and I got you. And so he wants to let you know that I got you. So, you see, he had transformed my life as well as so many lives for our good and for his glory. Yes, can we say that? It's for our good, but it's definitely for his glory. See, this is when I reflect on Romans 8:18. It says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see, we got this thing this year, and that's why it's so, I don't know, it's just so touching to me, where it says in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Yes, it may not seem, it may not feel so good. It may not look that extravagant or whatever, but we want God's glory to be seen in each and every one of us. So when we go through situations, when we go through the trials, we could just say, Lord, you have your way. Get you some glory. And so I want to reflect back, and we got a hurricane out there. We coming against it with the blood of Jesus and asking God to sustain the people as that storm is going through. And I know people are going to lose some things. Some things are going to tear up. But yet, God's glory is still going to be seen through this. We don't understand it, but his glory is going to be seen. So I can reflect back when Hurricane Katrina had come through and hit the Mississippi Gulf Coast and New Orleans. And here, New Orleans basically flooded. You know, nobody didn't have a place to go. They were out there in boats. Many were on top of their roofs for a period of time. And so many people were relocated to other states. They lost everything. But yet, things were restored. God had restored them and relocated them. Some of them had never left New Orleans, had never seen outside of New Orleans, never knew that a world was out there for them. But yet, this door had opened, and you say, oh, it was a tragic door. Yes, it was. But guess what? The door opened up for these people to relocate to a different part of the world that they didn't really comprehend existed. So God's glory was still being seen through all that. Yes, he restored many with more than what they had before, and it was to his glory. He will take a situation. Yes, enemy comes up with devastating situations and what have you. He think he's got something, just like he thought he had something with Jesus. Oh, yeah, I got him now. He's buried. He's dead, and he's down in the grave. But yet he came. Jesus rose up on the third day morning. Hallelujah. He thought he had something. God said, uh-uh, it's to my glory. It's to my glory. So the devastation that comes through brought many people from other parts of the country, like I said, to take off their jobs. I mean, people start coming together. They left their places, their comfortable places in different parts of the country, and came down here to assist where it was needed. See, God still was getting him some glory, even through those that came to help. And this is when people's hearts get humble. Yes, their hearts became humble, because sometimes we could get into our everyday lives and think that we got it all together. But then when it gets disrupted in some state, form, or fashion, then we say, okay, what now? And God say, it's my turn. See, I'm going to get some glory through this situation. And then we get humble because we realize there's an almighty God out there who's in control of everything in each and every one of our lives. So our hearts get humble. And then we get into the environment during that time. And when we get into that time, it's serene. It gets cool. It gets calm. We don't get too agitated, because guess what? We're in a state where we really can't do anything. We got to say, Lord, have your way. It's in your hands. Sometimes our hands will get tied up to the point to say, I can't move. I can't go to the right. I can't go to the left. I'm going to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. So God has a way of showing himself mighty by taking even the death of a young person to draw other young people to him. Oh, my God. And the family would go through the state and say, why is this happening? Why did it happen to my child? They don't understand everything. They don't know exactly what's going through. God has given me this child for this time, and then he takes him. God has allowed this to happen to me. This is what goes through many minds. I've been there. So, and with my dad, so when he does that, he'll come along and comfort and say, guess what? I'm going to use this to my glory. And then the family members may come along, and somebody may come along, a young kid that was on their way to prison or in a disruptive lifestyle, and they said, I came to your son's service, and God touched me. And I'm going to let you know that my life has been changed. Oh, my God. He has shown himself mighty through that situation. So we must remember that his ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. So my idea of good and God's idea of good might not be the same idea. With that being said, our time with him is essential. And meditating on his word is imperative. Why? Because we can easily find ourselves following people, following thoughts, following ideas of man rather than God. When unfortunate situations occur, we should magnify God and tell him, be glorified, Lord. Just be glorified. Be glorified through it all. Don't see it all, don't understand it all, but you be glorified. So let's look at a few scenarios considered as unfortunate circumstances, according to the world, yet they were, without a doubt, the good that God was working into their lives for his glory. Jesus' life ended in death so God could bring about good. And like I stated before, he rose up on that third day morning with all power in his hands. And guess what? That same resurrection power, hallelujah, is working on the inside of each and every one of us. And then look at Joseph's life. He ended up in the pit and prison and what? But it was in order to bring good. It was for his good, and it was to God's glory. God put him into the predicament to where he ruled, just like he promised he would. Look at Job. Job had lost everything, but was and from his horrible experience, he lost everything. He said, but yet I know my Redeemer lives. God turned around and blessed him and blessed him and blessed him the more. He was for still Job's good. And it was to God's glory. What about John? John was boiled in oil, but he turned it. He turned that situation. He still used John, and he still brought it to his good and for God's glory. See, when the Lord comes in the midst of our trials, He changes the order of things. Yes, he does. He changes the order of things. And again, it's for his glory. We may miss opportunities through the tests of life. And yet, our God has a way to cause those missed opportunities to become greater opportunities. Hallelujah. Don't we serve an awesome and mighty God? See, because like my son says, it's all good. Yes, it is. It's all good. So we got to keep our eyes focused on God and not man, because this will validate the fact that may not feel or even look so good, okay? But with God, it's all good. Look into Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So my prayer warriors and family, I want to remind you that everything is working for the good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose and is for his glory. So give God the glory in all that you're going through. Give God the glory in all that may not feel so good. Give God the glory because he's working it for your good, but it's definitely to his glory. I hope you got a thought from this message. May God bless you, and I'm turning it back over to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. I will be calling you back after we go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We know that you know better than we do. We know, Lord God, that there are things that may take place and we don't understand them, but we know that you want us to have the best. We know, Father, that you're not the cause or the author of these things, but you'll turn it around for your glory. So we just thank you, Father, for always being on our side. We thank you, Lord, for this woman of God that has come forward with this word, Father, to encourage us, to remind us, and to let us know that our God is truly faithful. Bless Minister Brenda and her family, her husband, Lord God, whatever they are putting their hands to do, cause it to continue to succeed in the name of Jesus. I thank you that favor follows them, Father. Favor is their shield, Father, and mercy surrounds them, Lord God. Surely goodness and mercy is going to be with them all the days of their lives, Father. And Lord, bless the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you that they walk in divine health from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Your DNA flows through their body, Father God, and anything that tried to latch itself on their body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. It cannot stay on their body. So bodies line up with the word of God because they are healed, they are whole, and they walk in divine health because our Savior, he is the one who took sickness away from us. And by the stripes that he accepted on his body, they are the healed of the Lord. And Father, I thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, Lord Jesus, the God of peace, standing and watching and protecting Lucy Hernandez, giving her your peace, peace that this world can give her, only your peace during this homegoing of her son, Father, and giving you the glory because she may not understand, but she knows that your plan for her is good, Father God. So we lift up the Hernandez family, and we thank you, Father God, that you are watching over her. And we also speak right now to the storm and command you in the mighty name of Jesus to go back out to the sea. Father God, we thank you that there will be no more harm, Father, regarding this storm, Father. There's nothing too difficult for you. You spoke to the storm, so we are speaking to it, and we command you to be still. In Jesus' name, and we lift up the Floridians, those in the Bahamas, those in Haiti and the Carolinas, Father, that they are protected, that they get to high ground, that no weapon formed against them is going to prosper. Yeah, weapons come, but they won't prosper in the name of Jesus. And you are a God that restores. So we thank you for restoration in Jesus' name. And right now, family members, oh, one more prayer. Thank you for the conference that's coming forward. Thank you that everything is lining up according to your plan and your purpose. Thank you that travel, transportation, whether it's in the air, whether they're driving, whether they're catching the train, Father God, everything will be according to your plan and purpose. Thank you for providing all the finances, because you are Jehovah Jireh, and you supply every single need that the artist family needs in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the men, Father of God, who are putting this conference together. Thank you, Father, that they have favor with those at the hotel. They have favor with sound. We have favor, Father God, during the worship service. Everything will line up according to your plan and your purpose for the Diaz de Leon family and artist life, because we know your glory is being seen in your people. So, family, praise our God. We're going to give him the praise. If you want to hear this message again, please go to the playback number. It is 712. Oh, glory to God. 712-4. I don't even know it right now. But God is faithful. Go to our website and you can download it. You can listen to the message. You can share it with your friends. Let me give you the morning motivational call, because Dr. Vanessa is doing double duty, and she is going to be on that call continuing, I'm sure, with another encouraging word. And that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617 pound. The conference, again, is October 21st through the 23rd. God is faithful. It's going to be awesome down there in Miami. You still have time. And you know God is good to me. Our playback number is 712-432-1085. Our PIN code 957-677 pal. I give glory to God. Have a wonderful day. Are you there, Minister Brenda Terrell?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Robin, and thank you again, Minister Wanda, for sending in greeting. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a wonderful day. We love you. God bless you.